News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Even in households where chores are shared, the invisible thinking work of parenting still falls to women. So says journalist Niamh O'Reilly. This is based on surveys that show that of the cognitive work, in other words, thinking about what has to happen, most of it falls to women, even if the men are relatively helpful around the house. Niamh, this is the kind of stuff of what time are pickups, what's the information for medical history, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is. And I kind of decided to write the piece because I saw a very, very funny reel on Instagram. And I think partners send these things back and forward to each other and friends, obviously, all the time. But this one just really summed up kind of the mental load, I think, really accurately. It was a dad who was bringing his 10-year-old daughter to visit the doctor. And the doctor asked all the normal questions, you know, does she have any allergies, any medical history, all that sort of thing. And the dad whispered the questions into the 10-year-old's ear, got the correct answer, and then gave it to the doctor. And I just thought it was hilarious and spot on. And it just summed up a little bit of the mental load, because I think sometimes it's hard to articulate exactly what goes into it when you're trying to get it across, maybe to your other half or your partner, if you want to have maybe a bit of a frank discussion. It's hard to, you know, articulate what it actually encompasses every single day. So I think things, sending funny reels like this sometimes can be very helpful to open up a discussion with your partner.
Two questions then. First of all, is it a problem? And secondly, why do you think it happens that if it is the case that mental load goes to women, not men?
I think we've come a really long way in terms of how things are divided up in most households. And I have to say, when you talk, you know, to other mums and women, the physical stuff is being shared out, I think, much more evenly. So, you know, someone will do the dishwasher and someone will do the bins or the hoovering or whatever it is, or the laundry. So I think the physical things are divided up a lot better. But it's, as described there, that always on thinking work is much harder to offload to somebody else in the first place. And I think that's part of the problem. Make no doubt about it, it is a problem and it is exhausting, because like a lot of dads might walk out the door in the morning and they have thoughts about their own day or their work day. Whereas a mum, generally speaking, can't even think about those things yet until she goes through her mental load list of everything for the house and the kids, you know, and pickups and play dates and, you know, appointments and all of these sorts of things and WhatsApp messages. I mean, parents are in so many WhatsApp groups for every single thing for their child these days. So it is a problem and it is overwhelming, and it would be nice to hand that off to your other half, but it's not easy to do. I think maybe part of the problem is, when you look at our paternity leave, for example, dads are still only entitled to 2 weeks paternity leave, which is pitiful. If you look at countries like Iceland, they have
You don't have to have 2 weeks off to remember what time to pick your kid up from the GAA.
No, I know you don't. But I do think that if you have a dad, if dads are given the opportunity to take much more paternity leave, like in Iceland, they have an equal share for parents, and then they have like 2 months extra that they can divide between them. Okay. And like research shows there that dads then are more involved in the mental load side of things, because here, like, it's the mothers who are taking, you know, the lion's share of the leave. So we're the ones who start doing the appointments. You know, we bring the babies to their vaccinations and their doctor's appointments. So we start doing these things. And I feel like we fall into the pattern of we keep doing those things. And those things build as your child gets older and the mental load just keeps getting bigger. And I do think it's hard to hand these things off to somebody else.
Niamh, thank you very much. Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist. If you have a view, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.